Welcome to the Enlightened Investor Podcast, your one-stop shop for investing in the future you wish to live in.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Enlightened Investor Podcast. My name is Somil, and today we take a deep dive into a complex and rapidly evolving world, also known as the Metaverse. This is the new frontier of decades of technological innovation and breakthroughs, resulting in the creation of virtual worlds and ecosystems, a concept that most people would only be able to relate to sci-fi movies and fiction novels. I should mention early on, this is a difficult concept to understand for most investors today, especially if you're still trying to figure out what the blockchain is, what cryptocurrencies are all about, how virtual and augmented reality work, and so on. So before we dive in, let's first try and understand these core technologies and concepts to get a better perspective of how they could all come together to create a multi-trillion dollar opportunity. Let's start with the blockchain. This one might be the most complicated one to explain, but I'll give it a shot. Simply put, blockchain technology is just a new and different way to store data. Today, most of our data is stored in data centers, cloud servers, and computers owned by private organizations. All of it is stored mainly in large storage hubs, like an Amazon AWS data center. This makes the data vulnerable to a lot of threats, from data theft and data manipulation, all the way to infrastructural failure and natural disasters. Blockchain is an effort to solve such problems. Just picture a freight train with a chain of cargo compartments behind the engine carrying all the data of the world. There is an additional cargo compartment attached to this chain at every station, and the train moves on, becoming longer and longer over time. Also, imagine that the station master at every station the train stops at gets a key to the cargo compartments of the train. So now there are hundreds of station masters who can check the cargo in any of the compartments at any time, and if one of them steals or replaces the cargo in the compartment, every station master would know who did it. This is what a blockchain ecosystem would look like in a physical format. Every time we generate more data, a new block in the blockchain is created with a timestamp and its location in relation to the blocks ahead of it. Like a serial number, basically. This might seem very basic right now, but stay with me. A blockchain's real strength is the distributed ledger system. This means that the data is distributed over hundreds and thousands of nodes around the world, just like the station masters. The advantage of that system is that if a single node has an error or is tampered with, all the other nodes on the blockchain will automatically point it out as a mistake, and hence the system almost becomes tamper-proof. Let's take diamonds as an example. Illegally sourced blood diamonds coming from the African continent are a big problem in the diamond supply chain. If all sourced diamonds were now on the diamond supply blockchain, from the mining to polishing all the way to retailing, the customer would get a source certificate that would show you how the diamond has traveled through the supply chain. If a polisher were to buy cheap blood diamonds and pass them off as legal diamonds, he would have to change every single detail, from the vendor's name and transaction date and the entire invoice. As soon as he'd do this, all the other nodes in the system would immediately recognize that this one node had a different invoice and transaction details and would be flagged. So if a customer gets a blockchain validated diamond, they know it's been sourced legally and they can check the entire blockchain themselves. Transparency at its best. Obviously, there's always a downside to every genius solution, and the Byzantine general's problem is one such exploitable backdoor. Maybe we'll discuss that in another episode someday, but I hope you've gotten a basic idea of what the blockchain is. Now that we have a better idea of the underlying technology, let's understand the blockchain's first and the most infamous use case, Cryptocurrencies are a cryptographically secured form of virtual or digital currencies that are primarily based on the distributed ledger or blockchain technology. This makes them free from institutional or government interference, since transactions between two parties are secure and recorded without the need of middlemen like banks. Since they're on the blockchain, these transactions are quite transparent as well. Although it's hard to know the identity of the person who owns the crypto wallet that made the transaction, it is fairly easy to follow the movement of the cryptocurrency from the wallet onto the blockchain, making it a lot more secure than regular currency. To be honest, it is possibly the easiest way of transacting in a world where everything is going digital and our current financial and monetary system is old, inefficient, and controlled by institutional autocracies like central banks. Again, I won't lie, there are quite a few hurdles yet to be crossed, but we're only in the nascent stages of development and adoption of cryptocurrencies, and they're already gaining disruptive momentum, so a lot can happen in the coming decades. Okay, now we're getting closer to the more direct and consumer-facing use cases of the metaverse. An NFT, or a non-fungible token, is essentially a digital certificate of ownership and authenticity that proves you're the sole owner of any particular digital asset. They can also be used to represent items and their ownership in the real world, like artwork, collectibles, music, assets, property rights, and pretty much anything that can be tokenized. Each NFT has its own unique identification code that makes the token and the item it represents easily tradable and traceable, while reducing the probability of fraud. Let's take a real-world example of an NFT to understand its use case better. One of the most reputed auction houses by the name of Christie's has started selling digital artwork in the form of NFTs, since they believe it allows them to trace provenance, exhibition history, and the authenticity of ownership in digital art and other assets in a secure and permanent manner. Recently, they made global headlines for selling an NFT for $69 million. Jack Dorsey, the founder of Twitter, sold his first tweet as an NFT for $2.9 million. NBA Top Shot is a marketplace where you can buy and sell licensed video highlights of famous basketball moments in the form of NFTs. A unique one-of-a-kind pair of AI-designed sneakers sold for $13,000 last year as an NFT. Since they're an NFT, you have a digital version that can be worn in the virtual world, as well as the real version that can be worn in the physical world. And we're only getting started. There are several examples of NFTs beginning to revolutionize the sports industry, the music industry, the art industry, the gaming industry, and so many more. Trading assets or collectibles will never be the same again. Another significant development in the blockchain and gaming industry is the play-to-earn revolution. There are decentralized blockchain games that are now able to incentivize gaming by paying players to play more. This might sound ridiculous, since it's hard to imagine how a company would make money if it pays gamers to play more. It's quite complicated, but simply put, the key here is the word decentralized. Since there's no individual company controlling the ecosystem and the game, all the profits made by the game through in-app purchases can now go towards developing the game ecosystem and paying back the players somehow. Now, every game has their own business model. One such blockchain game called Axie Infinity has been gaining immense traction in underdeveloped countries with high unemployment. It now provides a higher monthly income than the national average income to many unemployed people. Just last week, a 22-year-old player from the Philippines bought two real-world homes for his family with his in-game earnings. Obviously, I'm oversimplifying the entire scenario since these are complex subjects and are very time-consuming to explain and understand in detail. Surely impossible in a single podcast episode, but the idea here is to give you a bigger picture of this budding industry, a bird's eye view, so to speak. Okay, we're now down to the last two concepts before we explore the metaverse, and they're both very exciting. Virtual reality is a term you must have heard of before. Virtual reality is the term used to describe a three-dimensional computer-generated environment that can be explored and interacted with by a person. VR makes you a part of this virtual environment by immersing you within the environment and letting you manipulate objects or perform different actions. It is a combination of hardware, software, and sensory experiences. Although VR is widely perceived as a gaming utility tool, the use cases of VR are limitless. A few industries that are adopting the technology at a rapid pace now are education, media and entertainment, healthcare, engineering and construction, real estate, military training, and of course, gaming. The list goes on and on. VR technology is improving rapidly and the costs are decreasing with wider adoption. Now, the final concept we need to understand is augmented reality. Most people don't understand the difference between virtual and augmented reality. Trust me, there is a difference. Virtual reality is about transporting you into a different world, whereas augmented reality is all about enhancing your real world by adding various visual elements, auditory elements, and even other sensory elements like haptic feedback to your real world through the power of technology. The easiest examples of AR technology are the Pokemon mobile game, which got the whole world walking around looking for Pokemon to catch in the real world, and the social media app Snapchat, which integrated real-time AR filters on its photo and video sharing app. Once again, just like VR, the uses for AR technology are unlimited. AR is being widely used in education, entertainment, shopping, navigation, engineering, real estate, and many other places. Alright, so now that we've gone through a few of these technologies that may be important in the metaverse, let's dive right into it. What in the hell is the metaverse, and why are we even talking about it? So the metaverse is a complex amalgamation of digital and physical worlds, where you can effortlessly switch or jump in and out of each world and do different things within both worlds with the help of technology. You can perform real world actions in the digital world, and you can get your digital assets to the real world. Still not clear? Let's take an example. I'm guessing everyone here has either played or heard of the game called Fortnite. But did you know that global artists Marshmello and Travis Scott have hosted live concerts in the Fortnite gaming world, where over 10 million players attended the Marshmello concert and 12 million players attended the Travis Scott concert? Some reports even say that there were 25 million players who attended the concert. You can check these concerts out on YouTube later. Obviously, it won't be the same as being inside the Fortnite world watching it live in first-person view, but I'm sure you'll get the idea. Another example of real-world things that can be done in the digital world is shopping. Recently, Gucci held a showcase event in the Roblox gaming world, where one of their digital Gucci bags sold for more than its real-world value. And this $4,000 NFT bag can only be used by your virtual avatar in the Roblox metaverse. I'm guessing you're still scratching your head trying to figure out what this is all about. Well, as I mentioned earlier, the metaverse is a difficult concept to explain without examples and visuals. Although a fully functional metaverse might be years away, we are already seeing the foundations being set today by visionaries who understand the potential of the metaverse. The hope is that over time, as more virtual worlds, activities, and experiences are integrated into one another, we will finally start seeing the first glimpses of an eventual metaverse. Let's check out some of these visionary leaders and companies that have started their journey towards building a metaverse. First on the list is Epic Games. CEO Tim Sweeney has already started building their flagship battle royale game Fortnite into a virtual world where people are able to play games, buy and sell digital goods, attend live concerts, and socialize on a regular basis. The eventual plan is to build out the metaverse piece by piece and add more interactive elements to their virtual world so that people can do a lot more than the current offerings. And as you listen to this podcast, somewhere in the Fortnite world, they're prepping for what I imagine will be one of the largest live virtual events ever witnessed. A live Fortnite concert hosted by Ariana Grande on 6th and 7th of August. Second on the list would have to be Roblox. This gaming platform has a long list of partnerships that demonstrate the power of virtual worlds. Over the past few years, they have partnered with and onboarded global powerhouses by commercializing tiny metaverse prototypes. Companies like Netflix, Warner Brothers, Walt Disney Studios, BBC Studios, Gucci, National Football League or NFL, World Wrestling Entertainment or WWE, Barcelona Football Club, and Liverpool Football Club have all built their virtual worlds or hosted virtual events or sold branded merchandise in the form of NFTs to promote movies and brands like Stranger Things, Ready Player One, Ready Player Two, Aquaman, Wonder Woman, In the Heights, Star Wars, and Doctor Who. Global artists like Ava Max, Lil Nas, and Zara Larsson have also built their virtual worlds to host launch parties and live concerts. Lil Nas hosted over 30 million people over a two-day concert. More recently, Sony Music announced a strategic partnership to utilize the Roblox metaverse for more immersive music launches and concerts for their artists in the future. I'm guessing the scale of this opportunity is slowly sinking in now. We're only scraping the surface here and haven't even touched the more important use cases of the metaverse, like daily work, healthcare, education, digital innovation, engineering, and so on. Alright, let's explore the industrial use cases of the metaverse. Tech giant Nvidia's founder and CEO, Jensen Huang, has been at the forefront of innovation for a few decades now. And when it comes to the metaverse, he has his own plans for monetizing the opportunity. With all their expertise in graphics processing, gaming worlds, in-game physics and lighting, and so on, Nvidia understands how a virtual world should operate and look. They have built their own virtual world offering called the Omniverse. This world is a real clone of our world and can simulate real-time graphics, physics, lighting, weather events, and everything else you would expect in the real world. They're helping businesses to build virtual factories, real estate, and infrastructure projects in the virtual world and test these projects in different situations and simulations against natural disasters, weather conditions, workflow bottlenecks, engineering mistakes, and so on to avoid making expensive mistakes in the real world. Their virtual worlds are so good and accurate that they have been training their autonomous driving AI models in these worlds by getting their autonomous cars to drive around in these worlds for millions of hours and improving the ability and accuracy of their AI software called Nvidia Drive. Facebook's founder and CEO Mark Zuckerberg recently announced that he has set a target to transform the social media company into a metaverse company in the coming years, and he believes that the metaverse will be a virtual world built by multiple companies and will be accessible through multiple devices like AR glasses, VR headsets, mobile apps, and even computers. Facebook will be investing billions of dollars annually to build the metaverse. Facebook's acquisition of VR tech startup Oculus in 2014, the launch of their virtual world experiment Facebook Spaces in 2017, and their soon-to-be-launched advanced virtual world Facebook Horizon have all been milestones of rapid technological developments in this industry. Another very exciting offshoot of this industry is the wide variety of metaverse games and worlds being built on the blockchain. Some are fantastical worlds, whereas some are clone copies of the Earth, where you can buy land, build and maintain real estate, buy and sell your own real estate, build museums with digital art and charge visitors an entry fee, or build activities and games on your property that users can play for a price. Some games even have the option of mining for resources or renting and leasing land. Believe it or not, we even have real estate firms dealing in virtual real estate now. Gaming giants like Atari have started buying large chunks of virtual real estate and building gaming arenas to market their products. They're even planning to build their own virtual world soon. Contrary to the popular belief that the so-called crypto bubble is usually blown up by irrational individual investors, in the fourth quarter of 2020, Grayscale reported that 93% of total capital inflows into virtual real estate, amounting to around $3 billion, came from global institutional investors and not individual investors. So clearly, the metaverse is catching the eye of investors big and small. These statistics shouldn't really be surprising if we look at the rise in value of land parcels and digital assets in the virtual world. The price of land parcels on various virtual worlds like Decentraland and Axie Infinity have already tripled or quadrupled in the past year. We have even witnessed the sale of million-dollar land deals in such virtual worlds. Rare NFT collectibles, clothing, and accessories are now being sold at prices ranging from $100 all the way to $100,000. The virtual world is coming to life. Going back to what Mark Zuckerberg said about the collaborative effort required to build the metaverse, I've tried to connect the dots and build a list of different companies that could be vital to the metaverse economy, and the list is very long. Let's compare the metaverse to any regular infrastructure project to understand the different economies around it. When you construct a residential building, you need a collection of players to participate in order to produce the finished product. There's the real estate developer who supervises the project and facilitates all the needs of the project. There are architects and designers who bring the idea to life in the most viable way. There are contractors who are hired to take on the actual construction work and bring in the heavy machinery and equipment. There are the raw material suppliers who provide the building blocks of the project. You need ancillary partners to take care of the furniture, decor, fixtures, landscaping, etc. There are also utility companies that are crucial in providing an uninterrupted supply of water and power. Then there are the pre- and post-sales services like marketing, housing finance, maintenance contractors, and so on. So as you can see, building things takes a lot of collaboration unless you're a vertically integrated business. Similarly, you need a team of experts to successfully build the metaverse, from infrastructure and human interface to creator ecosystems and immersive experiences. The metaverse has a lot of components. Infrastructure would ideally include things like cloud data centers and services, semiconductors and GPUs, 5G and Wi-Fi infrastructure, and so on. Human interface devices would include things like AR and VR headsets, mobile phones, wearables, smart glasses, controllers, voice-enabled controls, haptic feedback, and even holograms. Building creator ecosystems to promote more experiences and content within the metaverse would require designing platforms and tools, advanced 3D engines, visual interfaces, monetization tools, and many other utilities and functions. With so many things to do in the metaverse, you would also need a plethora of tools to find the things you prefer, just like an app store or a Google search. This process of discovery requires different tools like app stores, search engines, navigation functions, advertising and marketing, notification and communication tools, marketplaces, and so on. And finally, you have the showstoppers and the primary reason most people would want to visit the metaverse: the experiences. This is where the vast majority of creativity and economic value would reside. Playing interactive games, watching movies in virtual theaters, visiting museums and historic landmarks, attending live concerts and sporting events, hosting business meetings, getting your annual medical checkup done, going for a dinner date, taking dance lessons, attending daily lectures at school, working out at the gym, and so much more. This is where the use cases of the metaverse become limitless as we integrate more and more real-life experiences into the virtual world. From tiny startups to global tech giants, everyone has their eyes on the metaverse, and we will witness value migration of historic proportions in the coming years as humans migrate to the virtual ecosystem. Eventually, the metaverse will be an alternate virtual world intertwined with our physical world, enabling us to live in a way that could only be possible in science fiction movies. In the past year, most of us already experienced many of these things in the form of Zoom calls, online classes, and virtual meetings. The metaverse is just an advanced and more immersive version of these experiences. In the simplest of terms, imagine playing the game Sims from back in the day with a VR headset and real-life consequences of all your in-game actions. That is what the eventual metaverse might be. But for now, till all the different versions of the metaverse being built by different companies evolve into one large virtual ecosystem, we can only predict what the metaverse might look like. Building the metaverse isn't going to be easy, and it will take a massive amount of time, resources, and capital. In the late 90s, even Bill Gates or Jeff Bezos wouldn't have been able to tell you what 2020 would look like and how the internet would radically transform the world. Similarly, we only have the basic blueprint of what the metaverse could be and how different technologies and innovations like blockchain, AR, VR, NFTs, social tokens, machine learning, and artificial intelligence could completely transform the world as we know it. Whether you like it or not, whether you understand it or not, whether you believe in it or not, our world is rapidly approaching an inflection point, and innovative disruption is slowly spreading its roots into the ground. And when we finally get to the point of no return, exponential growth curves will be visible all over the place. We are in the midst of one of the largest wealth creation opportunities in history, and the migration of that wealth is all going to be towards the visionary leaders, businesses, and investors who can place themselves in the right place at the right time. Although a larger-than-life concept, the metaverse is only one part of this disruptive revolution. The Enlightened Investor podcast is meant to enlighten investors and provide a bigger picture of the highly disruptive world we are heading towards. As investors, our most important objective today should be to understand and visualize the future of the world and identify the businesses with the highest probability of benefiting from the massive wealth creation and value migration events we're about to witness. As always, I hope this episode helped you gain insights into the world of investing. Do share the podcast if you find it useful. Also, you can now check out our new website, theenlightenedinvestor.in, for more details. With that, I'd like to thank you for tuning in to the Enlightened Investor podcast. And remember, invest in the future you wish to live in.
Thank you for listening to the Enlightened Investor podcast. We hope this podcast can empower you to make better investing decisions. The purpose of this podcast is purely educational, and anything discussed on the podcast should not be considered as investment advice. For more details, you can visit our website, theenlightenedinvestor.in, or follow us on Twitter at @TheEnlightenedInvestor. And always remember, invest in the future you wish to live in.